hello, it's Silly and Sissy, it's your Silly and Sissy. Welcome, welcome, I'm here for you. Everybody knows, everyone knows. So, we are now on chapter 5 of the Boxcar Children. But before we continue on to chapter 5, we'll give a backup, and then we shall read a few more beautiful poems from where the sidewalk ends. So we'll give a little... The last poem we read was where the sidewalk ends, and now we shall read The Snowman. 'Twas the first day of the springtime, and the snowman stood alone. As the winter snows were melting, and the pine trees seemed to groan. Ah, you poor, sad, smiling snowman, you'll be melted by and by, said the snowman, what a pity, for I'd like to see July. Yes, I'd like to see July, and please don't ask me why, but I'd like to say yes, I'd like to, oh, I'd like to see July. Chirped a robin just arriving, seasons come and seasons go, and the greatest ice must crumble when its flowers time to grow. And as one thing is beginning, so another thing must die. And there's never been a snowman who has ever seen July. No, no, no. No, they've never seen July, no matter how they try. Well, in Frozen, but anyway. No, they never, ever, ever, never seen July. But the snowman sniffled his carrot nose and said, at least I'll try. And he bravely smiled his frosty smile and blinked his cold black eye. And there he stood and faced the sun a-blazing from the sky. And I really cannot tell you if he ever saw July. Did he ever see July? You can guess as well as I if he ever saw July. I don't think so. Poor guy. He never saw July. But I will say, if you want to see a good cartoon, see Frosty the Snowman. For Frosty was a jolly soul. And that's the one that you want to watch. It's a great oldie but a goodie. So Lances, he says, yay for Frosty the Snowman. Alright, guys. On that note, let's get to the good stuff. Where were we? Where would we leave off on the Boxcar Children? Oh, I was talking about Joe and how strange he was to know all the types of seaweeds. So, Chapter 5. Summer Plan. We must go on exploring the island, said Henry. The morning after the clam digging, it may rain by day, and the days are just flying by. We can go this morning, said Jessie, coming to the doorway of the barn. The clams will not take very long to cook, and that's all we are going to have for dinner, except, of course, bread, butter, and milk. And if we can go back by 11 o'clock, we shall have plenty of time. It's settled then, said Henry. Let's take the big kettle. We might find something we want to bring home. Now, where is Benny? There he is, said Jessie, pointing. Benny was coming from the dock. He had a basket of groceries with him. Hurry up, Benny. We're going to explore, said Henry, taking the kettle. Aren't we going to cook my clams? Asked Benny. Oh, yes. We'll be back in plenty of time to cook your clams, Benny. They started down the beach. See this funny shell? She dug it out with her foot. It looks like a little boat. Let's save it, said Jessie. And she dropped it into the kettle. And here's a beautiful one, said Violet. Let's save all the shells we find. Look at this pretty purple flower, Jessie, right in the sand, said Benny. Let's save all the flowers we find, too, said Jessie. Put it in the kettle, Benny. Just then Henry began to jump around on the sand. The others watched him in surprise. What in the world is the matter with you? Asked Jessie as Watch began to jump with him. I have a great idea. Oh, boy, cried Henry. Tell us, said Violet, as they all sat down in the sand. Well, began Henry, you all know what a murder museum is. I don't, said Benny. Oh, sure you do, Benny. said Henry. You must have seen pictures of museums, places where they keep all kinds of birds and animals and flowers and shells, said Violet. That's it, cried Henry, looking at his sister. You know what my idea is already, don't you? I think so, said Violet, and I think it is a perfectly wonderful idea. Oh, do you? Asked Henry. I wasn't sure. What is the idea? Asked Jesse. Well, answered Henry, we are sure to find some interesting things on the island to keep. We found these things without looking at all. Maybe we shall find more butterflies, birds, seaweed. We could clean up the upstairs in the barn, said Jesse, and have a museum, said Benny. I can't think of anything I'd rather do, said Jesse. That will give us a lot of things to do on a rainy day. Violet could make little signs for everything, and you could make a table to go around the room. And I will dry the flowers between newspapers and put the shells in boxes. We wouldn't have real birds, would we? Asked Violet, looking worried. Oh, no, said Henry. We'd cut birds out of heavy paper and color them, every bird we see. Then we could cut down some small trees and put the birds on the branches, said Jesse. I've seen them in the museum. Good, said Henry. We might find old birds' nests to put up on the trees. We'll have plenty of fun this whole summer. Violet began to write down in a little book, birds, flowers, seaweed, shells, and five butterflies. That's enough for a beginning, said Henry, standing up. We shall have to be on the watch every minute. And so the exploring party set out once more, looking at the trees, for birds and dropping flowers and shells into the kettle. How can I write the names of these shells when we don't know their names? Asked Violet. She dropped a long, thin shell into the kettle, but no one knew what it was. I suppose we could have a book about shells from the library, said Henry. Grandfather said we could go across to the mainland with Captain Daniel if we wanted to, but I don't want to leave the island for even a minute. Something will turn up, said Jesse. Something did turn up. The very minute the explorers came back to their barn, they saw Joe getting into the motorboat. Oh, wait, called Jesse, running down to the... Don't hurry, said Joe. Plenty of time. But all the children kept on running just the same. Are you going to the store now, Joe? Asked Jesse. That's just where I was going, said Joe. I'll get anything you want, and I shall be back in an hour. Then you'll go right by the library, said Jesse. Would you be willing to get us some books? Yes, I can get all the books you want by signing for them, he said. Joe looked out, took out a pen and a piece of paper, and gave them to Jesse. Write the names of the books you want, and I'll get them. I can't, answered Jesse, giving back the paper. We don't know the names of the books, but we want books with pictures in them to tell us the names of flowers, birds, shells, butterflies, and seaweed. Joe smiled in a queer way and said, I could ask the girl in the library to pick them out for you. That's right. She would know, agreed Henry. But when Joe went into the library, he did not ask for any help. He gave the girl in the library the names of so many books that she had to write very fast. Then a small boy went off to get them. When the books were tied up, the strange handyman went away, leaving the girl and small boy looking at him in surprise. Joe was really delighted to go over to the barn and see the children. He knocked on their door with his foot as his arms were full of books. Oh, come in, said Jesse. She put the cover on the kettle and came over to him at once. Did you have any luck? I don't know. I hope so, said Joe. Oh, Henry, cried Jesse. I don't know what to do first, but I suppose I must fix the clams. You surely must, said Henry. We are very hungry. We could eat the chairs, but I will not open the books until we eat. Won't you stay to dinner? Asked Joe. Won't you stay to dinner, Joe? Asked Jesse. I washed the clams 6 times and they're cooking now. I think they're almost done. Oh, how Joe wanted to stay to dinner. I, he said. That's fine, said Jesse, as if he had said yes. You're our first guest, shouted Benny with delight. You're our first guest. But you'll have to wash your own dishes. Oh, no, he won't, Benny, cried Jesse. You shouldn't say such things. I would like to wash my own dishes, said Joe, smiling. And I really would like to see if the books are all right. Violet smiled because the smell of the clams was good enough to make anyone hungry. While Jesse melted some butter, Violet went out and brought back five of Benny's purple flowers and put one at each place. The clams were all open when Jesse looked in the kettle. She began to take them out with the saucepan. "Please, let me do that," said Joe. "That kettle is so heavy." "Thank you so much. I can put the melted butter in the cups." She did this quickly and then poured the clam water into five bowls. Violet set them all on the table. "Oh, dear, what shall we do for another place to sit?" asked Jesse. "Let me bring the block away from my wood pile," said Joe. When Joe came back with the block of wood, Benny asked, "How did you eat clams anyway?" "Pull the clam out," said Joe. "See? Then pull into the clam water, then into the melted water. Then you put them into your mouth," said Benny. They all laughed at Benny, but they did not talk much, for they were too busy eating. Joe picked out Benny's clams for him. "I never had so much fun at dinner in my life," said Joe, when the clams were gone, "but I went to help with all the dishes." "All right," said Jesse. "I put the kettle of water onto heat before we sat down. You may wipe dishes if you really want to." When the dishwasher was hot, the dishes were washed and soon were all put away in the cupboard. Then Jesse said, "Now show us the books, Joe." Joe and the children sat around the table to look at the books. Henry took off the paper and found 12 interesting books. "The butterfly book," said Jesse. "The shell book," said Violet. "The flower book," said Henry. "Oh, this is chapter 6, the museum, by the way." Joe and the children sat around the table to look at the books. Henry took off the paper and found 12 interesting looking books. "The butterfly book," said Jesse. "The shell book," said Violet. "The flower book," said Henry. "Oh, these books must belong to a set. Just look at the beautiful pictures. The handyman seemed to be just as interested as the children." He soon found a picture of the purple flower on the table. It was the beach pea. Then Joe showed the children the names of the shells they had found. He saw that Henry was staring at him. "How did you ever learn all this?" asked Joe. "Oh, I just picked it up," said Joe. "I used to live near the beach." Joe saw that he would have to be more careful because it appeared that he knew too much for a handyman, and so he said he would have to get back to his work. After Joe had gone, Henry said, "Let's look upstairs." He ran up the stairs and the others followed with the dog. First Henry opened the big windows, then he looked around the room. The pile of straw was at one end. In the corner stood an old straight-backed chair. Jesse went and shook it. "Wonderful," said Jesse. "We'll use that when Grandfather comes to call. To think of having a real guest chair. I wish we had some boards," said Henry. "I think we might find some up there." "What is this?" asked Benny. "Boards," shouted Henry. Some 8-foot boards were piled on the floor under the straw. "Well now," cried Henry, "how lucky we are. I'll go right to work. I can carry the boards down under the trees and saw them to make tables." "I ought to dry the flowers," said Jesse. "Violet can look up their names and Benny can carry them down the boards." "We ought to have lots of newspapers for drying the flowers, and we haven't a single newspaper." "Joe has," said Benny, to everyone's surprise. "He gets 2 every day, so he must have a lot." "You go ask him," said Violet. "Just ask him for old ones and be sure to thank Joe." When Benny arrived at Captain Daniel's hut, he knocked at the door. "Hello," cried a voice. Benny walked around to the other side of the hut. Joe and the captain sat there cleaning fish. "Have you any old newspapers?" asked Benny. "Not to read, but to dry flowers in between." "We certainly have," said Joe, smiling. He pointed to some piles of old newspapers. One pile will be enough. Jesse only wanted a dozen." "Thank you, Joe. She'll be so surprised." Jesse was surprised and pleased. "Have you a thin board about 1 foot long?" she called to Henry. "How's this?" asked Henry. "Perfect. Go get it, Benny," said Jesse. But she had used the wrong words for Benny and the right words for watch. When the dog heard "go, get it," he ran out of the barn to Henry, who put the board carefully in the dog's mouth. Then watch ran back and laid the board at Jesse's feet. Jesse was so pleased that she stopped her work and gave him a piece of bread. Yay. Yay, watch. The girls smoothed the flowers out on the door newspapers just as they had done in school. Then they covered the flowers with more papers and a board and put a large stone on top. I hear a motorboat, said Henry. I'm going down to see. There might be something for us. Jesse said, don't be too sure. To her surprise, he came back in a few minutes with the big box. We did get something, he cried. It's from Grandfather. Captain Daniel said so. Sweaters, he said. Benny took his at once. I know mine is that red one, and I guess that purple one is Violet's. There was a beautiful blue one for Jesse and a brown one for Henry. They all put them on to see how they look. Grandfather thinks it's going to get cold, said Jesse. So do I. I think we shall be glad of these presents very soon. When Jesse woke up late that night, she heard rain falling on the roof of the barn. She put on her shoes and shut all the windows. Henry got up to help shut the barn door. Now I guess we'll keep dry, he whispered. The rain is coming in somewhere, said Jesse softly. They whispered, and they could hear the sound of water dropping near the stove. We mustn't let the stove get wet. Go get the big kettle. We can't go to sleep because the kettle might run over. What's the matter, Jesse? Rain's coming through the roof, said Henry. You go back to sleep. I can't. Rain is coming in my window, too, and all over me. Oh, dear, where is the flashlight, said Jesse. With the flashlight, the two older children soon saw that the wall near Benny's bed was very wet. A stream of water was running in under his window. Get up, Benny, cried Henry. Benny came out slowly. I don't like this bed, he said. He began to cry. I like my bed at Grandfather's house, and I want to go home. It's nice and dry there. Now, Benny, don't be like that, cried Jesse. You're a big boy, and you ought to be up helping us. You wouldn't like it if we left you at home, would you? No, this idea woke him up, and he started to help move his bed out. What's the matter, called Violet. It's raining in the barn, maybe on you, too. No, it's not, said Violet, but I can hear it coming in somewhere. It's coming in all over the place, cried Henry. I wish we had more kettles. I'll put one pail under the window and the other pail in the corner. We can't go to sleep, said Violet. The pails and kettles will run over. The rest of you can go to sleep, said Henry. I'll stay up and empty the pails. Benny, you get into my bed. I think we have found all the places where the rain is coming in. Benny was glad to get into bed and was soon asleep again. Henry sat up for an hour. He emptied the pails once more and then crawled in beside Benny. The rain had almost stopped. I'll fix the roof tomorrow, he thought, and maybe Joe will help me. He's a very handy man. The next morning it was still raining. The children dressed and ate breakfast and then watched the rain. One of us must go outside for the groceries, said Henry, and I think I'm the one. My clothes are going to get awfully wet, so what shall I do while they dry? Well, where are all your other clothes? Asked Benny. Henry pointed to the clothesline over the stove. They aren't dry yet. I'm sorry now that I washed them. Henry can go to bed with his clothes dry. Henry can go to bed while his clothes dry, said Benny. Say, listen, Benny, said Henry. How would you like to go to bed? You get busy and think of something I can put on. Jesse could make you a suit out of a blanket, said Benny suddenly. I really could, cried Jesse. It's very lucky we brought along Violet's work bag. I'll make you a pair of pants out of a blanket, and you can put on your new sweater while your things dry. Good for you, said Jesse. Now let's be sure we have thought of everything we want, so I won't have to go out again. I have an idea. Why don't you put on your swimming suit to go outside, and then your clothes won't get wet? That is a great idea, Benny. What would we do without you, said Henry. Benny, you're wonderful, cried Jesse. Benny laughed and said, I know you could make pants out of a blanket if you had to. I'll put on my swimming suit, said Henry. You be thinking of what you want. Jesse said, there'll be some potatoes in the box because I ordered them, and all that bread and milk. Do you think you can carry it all? I'm going to make some clam chowder, and I'll need onions from the garden. The onions aren't very big, but big enough. I'll get the onions first, said Henry, appearing in his swimming suit, and give them to you through the door. I think I can carry everything else. Henry landed the little onions to Jesse through the partly open door. When he came in with the basket of groceries, he looked as if he had been swimming. After a rub down with the towel, Henry put on his dry clothes and was ready to work. This is the perfect day to work on our museum things, he said. I can make some boxes for the shells and butterflies. Soon the table was covered with wood, paper, paints, and towels. At 11:30, Jesse stopped her work to make the chowder. I'm going to use the little onions for the chowder, she said. Jesse melted some butter and put the onions in it. Then she added water, salt, and the sliced potatoes. When the potatoes were done, she added the cut-up clams and, at the very last minute, the milk. Soon, when dinner was ready, the four children took their bowls of chowder and sat down, not minding the rain at all. Jesse, you can make anything, cried Henry. Yum, yum, yum. Jesse can make good chowder, said Benny. After dinner, the children painted birds and fixed a feathery seaweed for the museum. Henry went upstairs to put up the tables. By the time it was dark, the Alden Museum was very well started. I think the birds are the best thing in the museum, said Benny. But Benny did not know what they were about to find the next day. What did they find the next day? Uh-oh. Chapter 7, Exploring. And we'll find out tomorrow what Benny finds. Wow. Amazing. Well, guys, guess what? And so ends another episode of Silly and Sissy, the adventures of your favorite auntie. What crazy things will I do? Well, maybe I'll eat a worm. Maybe I'll eat a taco. And maybe I'll laugh so hard that I snort milk up my nose. Oh my. Those are the kind of things that crazy Silly Aunt Sissy does. So come back and find out. I love you guys. Bye.